Okay, thanks, councillors, staff. At this stage, I haven't heard anything unless anybody else has from Councillor Doran. We'll assume she's on her way, so I won't list her as apology at this stage. We'll just note when she arrives. Welcome all to this Yooralla Shire Council meeting on the 22nd of August. And the time is now 4 p.m. Prayer. Almighty God, we humbly ask for you to grant your blessing upon this council, direct and prosper your deliberations to the advancement of your glory and the true welfare of the people of our Shire and Australia. Amen. The recognition of traditional custodians. Yooralla Shire Council recognises the traditional custodians of the land in which we meet and acknowledges Aboriginal past elders, past, present and emerging. We extend this respect to other Indigenous Australians who may be present at the meeting today. Councillors, this meeting will be webcast, audio recorded, and the recordings of the non-confidential part of the meeting will be made available on the internet. No other persons are permitted to record the meeting unless specifically authorised by council to do so. Persons attending the meeting should refrain from making defamatory statements. I'll ask that all your phones be turned off, please. At this stage, we have the one apology from Councillor McMullen extending. As I say, my thought is that we don't list Councillor Doran as an apology at this stage. On the basis, unless anybody's heard differently, that she will be attending in due course. So if I can just have somebody move, Councillor Burrows, Councillor Bower, all those in favour. Thank you. Disclosures and declarations of interest. We have two. We have one from Councillor Tom O'Connor in relation to, it's a non-pecuniary significant issue in relation to item 15.1, the appointment of a Heritage Advisor, and the second one is from Councillor Crouch, a non-pecuniary but significant interest in item 14.1, as he is the Director of the Yooralla Bowling and Recreation Club Limited. If anybody else has any declarations or thoughts through the meeting, please feel free to raise them at the time. Councillors, the first item is the confirmation of minutes on the 25th of July. Ordinary meeting. If I could have somebody move them for adoption, Councillor Bower. Is there any questions that come out of those before I look for a seconder? Councillor
O'Connor? Just one question, and I don't know the answer. Should the word be effect or affect? In resolution, when we adopted the recommendation to increase the finance.
I hope you're not asking me. Somebody wish to. On what page is that, please, Councillor O'Connor?
It's page 14 to page 10 of the minutes. Oh, it's been changed. Into account.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Has it been sorted?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Are there any other issues to come from those minutes, Councillor Bower?
Yes. Well, I don't know what to say here just quietly, but talking to Kim Barrison, he'll be in contact with the Mayor and the General Manager discussing what we were discussing last meeting. Things are in motion pretty quick and it's going to happen very shortly.
Thank you very much. We're talking about the Regional Australia Bank. Once we get advice from them, following recent discussions that they have, and there's whatever, AAA or whatever the rating is, once they get that, then they can be on our list of people who we can seek investment funding from. So when we go to reinvest money, they're one of the people who we can ask. Once they get that triple B, or might be, well, don't wish to, sorry, I'm not an expert, but yes. Thank you.
Can I ask just quickly, that doesn't have any bearing on the minutes though, does it? No, none of that's been a full process. I will flag here, I want to raise that in the resolution action status anyway. So okay, I'd be glad of your update then. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councillors, without any other questions, all those in favour of adopting those minutes? Sorry. Second to Councillor O'Connor. Thanks. Councillors, item 7.2, the confirmation of the minutes, the extraordinary meeting held on the 10th of August on page 20. Somebody prepared to move those minutes? Councillor Burrows, thank you. Any questions arising from those minutes, councillors, before I look for a seconder? No. Somebody prepared to second that? Thank you, Councillor Petrov. All those in favour? All right, thank you. We don't have any late business as such?
No, we don't.
Thank you, gentlemen. Councillors, you'll notice item 9, the delegate activity report. I'm happy to move that item for adoption. If I could have somebody second that, please. Thank you, Councillor Burrows. Any questions or all those in favour? Unanimous, thank you. Councillors, item 10, public forum. We actually have a request from the principal of Kentucky Public School, Tim Tarrant, to address us, just council. Given a slight change in protocol, I'm just wondering if I can have somebody move and second that he be invited to address us this afternoon. Councillor Burrows, Councillor Doran, all those in favour? Aye. Thank you, Mr. Tarrant. I will remind you that the council may withdraw the privilege to speak to where a speaker makes personal remarks, criticisms or implies wrongdoing, uses abusive or inappropriate language, and remind speakers that they don't share special protection arising from comments made during the council meetings and therefore refrain from making defamatory remarks. I do apologise for actually having to read that for you. So please, Tim, welcome.
I'll bring it down a bit. Thank you for letting me come and speak today. There's a couple of there's a couple of items I'd like to raise. The first is, and I've sent in a photo of some road maintenance issues around the school. Oh, wonderful. That's our front gate. It's nothing, these aren't massive issues, but it just requires a little bit of gravel and some workforce. That's the first one. And then the second one is just around the recycling centre. Now, they're not huge issues, but they are causing a few problems for the children getting off the bus in the mornings, particularly if there's someone dropping off in a car. And then our students use this area to walk around our recycling to the centre. So there are a few things that I'd like just cleaned up. There's also, I didn't put the photo in, but if we have a bus that just past that recycling centre, there's a gate, and it hasn't been a massive issue until the last few years when there was a lot of rain. We were struggling to get the bus out, and I was going to request some help to create a driveway into the bus shed. And if we're doing work outside of the school, there might be the machinery and things there to help us with that. So that's the first item. The second item is the vacant block, which doesn't look vacant there. It's heavily forested, of the old pine forest at the school. So that block now is completely cleaned up. All the stumps have been removed. And I've got an approval from the Department of Education to speak with your Aylesshire Council about what we can do with that space. My vision for that space is a shared community school project, and that can take any form that we collectively come up with. Some of the things that have been mentioned is a bike track or a thing called a pump track, which is a plastic formed up track that use scooters and things on. It's a fairly, it's, I think it's about 160 metres by about 90 metres. So it's a fairly big area. But it's a complex issue to deal with the Shire and the Department of Education. And I can see the complexities that will arise around funding, around maintenance, around legal, you know, legalities and insurance and things. So I'd like to just begin the process of discussion, whether that takes us to a joint project, wonderful, and if it doesn't, then it doesn't. Thank you.
You happy to take questions, Mr. Tarrant? Yeah, any questions, please? Councillor Doran.
Thank you for coming to speak with us today. I'm wondering, so is the land actually council land? Is it a Crown Reserve, or do we know actually what the land is classified as?
It's Department of Education land.
So then how is our involvement with that then?
Just if we're talking longer term, visionary type things, one of the bigger issues that we'll face in the not too distant future is the expenditure of what they're currently calling voluntary planning agreements with the developers in the Kentucky area. This may well be one of those projects that would suit that. So I'm not saying, I'm not guaranteeing anything, I'm just saying that this would be one of those projects where I think we would get instant community support and, as I say, may well deal with the funding issues. So I'm just putting it out there. So it's worth the school and the school community thinking about what options they might have on that land. I was there for the first fire, so it was pretty impressive. So, yeah, aware of the block and understand there's some water issues on the bottom end of it, but yeah. But if there are any other questions, Councillor Toomey?
I probably should have declared that I have an insignificant non-pecuniary interest with a daughter at the nearly at the end of her schooling at Kentucky Public School, so I didn't think of that, sorry. But I'm really grateful that Mr. Tarrant has come to talk to us, because I wasn't actually really aware of the opportunity that sat with the Pine Forest. I was just aware that it had been cleared as a parent. But I think that when we look at the work that council has done, certainly in the 7 years that I've been on council at Kentucky, that's where our park's second-hand gear went. I think there is an opportunity for council to do something here that would be beneficial for the Kentucky community, who do maintain their own hall. You know, yes, they've had grant support for that too, but they are a really great community, and I really see that in them when they do a lot of this sort of stuff. And I'd love to see the school, as I'm sure they will with Mr. Tarrant's leadership, prepare a plan of a couple of options, because I do think, as the Mayor said, those options may well come up at some point, and it'd be good to be ready to go with a couple of ideas and see what funding partners are. And I think one of the things that may come up just as a community member in the Shire would be what sort of access would people have outside of the school community to the sheds, and how would that work? So that might be something I would imagine people would want answers to just flag that with you.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you.
That is one of the complexities. And currently with the department, we have something called Share Our Space, and I'm not sure if you've seen signs around public schools. It's an initiative by our department to allow community to use the facilities of the school. So up until that, I think it started about 2 years ago, COVID really accelerated that movement. Before that, it was not allowed, so people weren't allowed on the site if it wasn't a school time. So that has, I've been told that that is going to continue. From our assets people, and it's worthwhile because the question's worthwhile, because you're right, if they go, well, no, they can't go on school time other than school time, that will then be inaccessible for our community, and that's something we need to work with through. There are two other cases where this is working. The first is the den at ASC, so that is, well, firstly, Under High, that wasn't necessary. That was a joint venture between the council and the school. And there's also Bruce Browning and Benvenue, which is near the lights on Taylor Street, Marsh Street, sorry. They share a space. And I don't know exactly how that works, who the maintenance and all of the, you know, the accountability for it, but that is another example.
Councillor Burrows.
Thank you. Thank you very much for coming to speak to us. So have the Department of Ed said anything about what they might help with there, and who would be liable if something dreadful happened?
Yep.
Heaven forbid it does.
So I spoke with the department and they said they will come to the table when I had approval to speak for us to join. So I got approval to come to this meeting and talk, and knowing that nothing would be decided, but it's just the start of the discussion. So if this is something that you'd like to pursue, then both parties will come together and we'll need to talk about, you know, what happens, where's the insurance. And the big thing for me is the maintenance of it. So we could have this amazing space for our students and the community to use, but if the maintenance comes back to the school, we have an allocation of 8 hours a week to maintain our school. So that would be an issue for me to staff, to you know, budget for.
Well, no other questions. Thank you very much, Mr. Tarrant. I appreciate that, you know, continuing to work with the Shire and the attendance at some of our functions, including the sports days. And as I say, we definitely keep informed, and the first items will go into our maintenance list, so hopefully we can sort them out. We did do a nice bit of work in front of the hall. Probably should have caught it at the same time. So, but thank you. Yeah. Well, as I say, Council will discuss that second part. But thank you very much, and I do apologise for reading that. Good afternoon. Item 11 on page 30, the Merrill Minute. I'll move that that Council thank our outgoing General Manager, Mrs. Kate Jessop, for her service and commitment over the last 3 years, and acknowledge her outstanding contribution to Council and the Irrawaddy community. Councillors, questions, or have I got a seconder for that, please? Councillor Burrows.
I'd like to move into closed session to talk about this, please.
I second that.
Thank you. Seconder, Councillor Toomey, moving to closed session. Can I ask that staff to leave, please? And visitors, sorry, Mr. Lashley. Thank you, councillors. I'll need somebody to move us out of closed session. Councillor O'Connor, seconder. Councillor Petrov, all those in favour, say aye. Councillors, the mayoral minute will read that council thanks the outgoing general manager, Miss Kate Jessop, for her service and commitment for the last 3 years and acknowledges her contribution to the council and the Yooralla community. The issue about outstanding needs to reflect councillors' views on the recent review that was done. So with that, and I'll move the motion. Councillor Crouch, seconded. All those in favour? Thank you. Against? Councillor Doran and Councillor Toomey voted against. Councillor McMullen was absent. Thank you, councillors. Item 14.1, Councillor Crouch, you've listed a pecuniary interest. Thanks, councillors. The recommendation that council approved development application DA 31 of 2023, subject to the attached draft conditions of consent. Can I have somebody move it, please? Councillor O'Connor, seconded. Councillor Doran. Any questions? Thank you for the inspection this morning, Kate and Tony. All those in favour? Unanimous, thank you. Sorry? Oh, sorry, yep, absolutely right, thank you. Division decision? Thank you. I'll go and get... Oh, thanks. Brain fade.
Thank you.
Councillors, item 14.2, request from the New South Wales Fire and Rescue for the use of park community land for the extension of the Yooralla Fire Brigade. We have a three-part recommendation. One, that council note the New South Wales Fire and Rescue will be seeking to acquire under the provisions of the Land Acquisition Just Terms Compensation Act of 1991, part of Lot 12, Section 19 DP 759022, being an area of 11 metres by 13 metres on the eastern boundary abutting Lot 1 of DP 201441, to use as a yard for the extended fire station currently under development. Two, the council licensed the occupation of the park, Lot 12, Section 19, DP 759022, to New South Wales Fire and Rescue on terms consistent with the heads of agreement detailed in this report, pending finalisation of the compulsory acquisition or any other suitable tenancy arrangements resolved by council. The three, acting general manager execute the licence under delegated authority. If somebody can move it, and then I'm open it. Councillor Burrows, thank you. Move, Councillor Burrows. Are there questions, councillors? Councillor O'Connor?
I refer to page 49, which has got the table in relation to the licence agreement, and draw attention to the sum of the licence fee. And I raise the question, what will councillors have to say to community members when they're approached with the apparent disparity between our community groups wishing to use parklands or main roads areas and have to carry out Section 68, which costs a lot more money than $1. So I put that question to the Acting Director of Infrastructure and Development to see if we could get something for councillors to have to let the community know that we're not just throwing it out, okay?
You're happy to take?
I'm
sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thanks, Councillor O'Connell, for your question. I'd like to just give you a bit of background to this matter. So, first of all, this is going to be a benefit for the community. It's an expanded fire and rescue services centre funded by the state government. So, while the land is currently community land, and it is for public purposes, this new use will continue, I suppose, a community service function. Secondly, there were works undertaken on the site that required a Section 68 approval from council, so that was submitted and paid. And there was also a 138 for the road impacts, which was also submitted and paid, and council officers worked with the proponents on that matter. The approval for the land use was issued through the state, and we weren't, we weren't advised about that until after it had occurred, because of the fact that this is a community use, and it's considered it's a need that will support the community safety objectives of fire and rescue. Council obviously needs to have its interests protected here, and what we're proposing in this report, after quite extensive discussions with fire and rescue officers, is that council approve a licence in order for the fire and rescue services to take on the liability and responsibility for the land while they're undertaking these works, pending the future compulsory acquisition process by the state government. So we're advised that that is in train with the minister, but that it may take some 7 or 8 months to do. And given that works are well underway, as you would all be aware, it was felt this was the best approach to protect council's interests in this matter and ensure that the liability rests with fire and rescue, which they've acknowledged, as you can see in that documentation. The peppercorn amount of $1, if you like, is really just to formalise this process by way of normal contract law provisions. I hope that that covers it. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, that does, because the real point is that the Section 168 is being paid by this, although it's not mentioned within it. So we can say to the community that this $1 is in addition to what the community members would have to pay. So I feel comfortable with that.
Thank you, councillors. Any other questions? I'll look for a mover, please. Councillor. Oh, have we?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Councillor Burrows already moved it. A seconder? Councillor Petrov? All those in favour? Sorry? That makes it easier for me to remember. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. Councillors, I will put on record that the staff have worked extremely diligently with an organisation that didn't really think they should fill in too many forms or give us too many copies of plans or fix our footpath up or anything else to ensure that the project wasn't stopped while we sorted out all the paperwork. So, Tony, you can pass that on, please. Thank you. Unbelievable. Councillors, item 14.3, unmarked graves memorial for Bundara Cemetery. We have a recommendation that council install the proposed memorial, and two, that a letter be written to Mrs Gray thanking her for an initiative. Councillors, I've got somebody prepared to move that motion. Councillor Crouch. Councillor Crouch, you wish to speak to it?
I just wish to ask that we amend the resolution slightly to include a dollar value in there, or an up to a dollar value, because I believe very strongly that when council approves activities, we should have a monetary amount attached to it. But I support this resolution. Yeah.
So, sorry, have we got a, can we put a figure in, say up to 2,000? I'm sorry, Executive Director?
Yeah, I think up to $2,000 would be appropriate. We're in the process of securing quotes, so we don't have an exact price at this stage, but indicative pricing, just in discussions with the team, is $2,000 should definitely be adequate.
So, Councillor Crouch, with that movement that the council install the proposed memorial with a cost up to $2,000 to be funded from the Bundara Cemetery maintenance, is that?
Yes.
Sorry?
That's what I'd like to move.
If we sold it, who's going?
Do you mind? I just had a simple budgetary question, because I'm aware that we felt the need to raise fees in cemeteries, and I'm surprised we've got money there. I haven't got it to hand. Can you tell me what's in our reserve so we understand and that we're satisfied this isn't going to impact on renewal and maintenance?
Sorry, we'll take that on notice. It'll be out of the Bundara Cemetery maintenance, but yeah, if we can.
So we're not leaving a deficit or a problem here. I just want to be really sure on that, because I really endorse what we're doing, but my question was around the costs and how we're making sure, in view of the fact we felt the need to raise fees, that we're not creating a problem.
I think there are two things out of that. One, the fees we needed to match up with some of our neighbours. That was part of it, obviously. And obviously the maintenance issues, we need to make sure that that's, we still do all that work that's required, so I think that's right. Councillor Doran?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I endorse the sentiment of this concept. I just have I'm interested to know, so correspondence was sent to the Aboriginal Lands Council. I'd like to know, please, if they've replied.
No, they haven't replied to
Thank you. And so, with them not replying, I don't believe that's actually consultation. So I'm a little bit concerned that the Aboriginal community in Bundara, Aboriginal families related to the unmarked graves, might not actually support a memorial that has pioneering families who controversially took over Aboriginal land and Indigenous families. I just think this is a very sensitive space we're walking into, and I really would like to suggest that we don't go ahead until we actually sort out those sensitivities, dot I's, cross T's, because once it's in a $2,000 plaque in a memorial in the cemetery, there could potentially be a lot of happy people, or there could potentially be people that are actually really offended. And I just would caution proceeding until there's actual true dialogue that occurs with either Aboriginal elders, well, not either, all of the above, Aboriginal elders, the Aboriginal Lands Council. I'm happy to... So I've been working in this space a little bit through the Mile Creek Massacre Memorial, which I realise is a much bigger situation, but it is part of this picture. And also through the Rotary Club, we've received some funding to do entrance signage throughout the Shire. So we've been meeting with Aboriginal elders and speaking with them about what's appropriate for signage in each of the villages and towns throughout the Shire, and there are sensitivities. We haven't discussed, obviously, this has only just come to me, so I haven't had a chance to discuss this situation with them, but I would really caution proceeding until that true consultation has occurred.
Councillor Crouch.
Would Councillor Doran support the motion if we added another phrase? So that after $2,000 we add subject to the endorsement of the local Aboriginal Land Council.
Thank you. I think that something along those lines would certainly be a good way forward.
So my understanding, Councillor Doran, is that the Lands Council for Bundarra based out of Tinga, is that your understanding? Are they the appropriate people to be talking to?
That's a good point. And whether it's Aboriginal elders, yeah, I know who was working with the Aboriginal Land Council out of Tinga that covers Bundarra, and they've moved on. And so they're no longer, they're still in the area, but they're no longer actually part of Aboriginal Lands Council. So you're right that closing it down to that, it's probably more local elders, maybe?
I'm just concerned we start to go over boundaries. When we were doing Emu Crossing Bridge, we dealt with Tinga, but that's obviously a lot of years ago. I just worry that we need to pick the correct
group
to be talking to. Councillor Crouch?
I believe what you've said is correct, but I'm not positive.
All right, so Councillor Crouch, you're happy with that amended motion that's now on, I think. Have I got a seconder, please?
Sorry, so could we include the Aboriginal elders to cover off in case the Aboriginal Lands Council is not actually... Like, I don't know. This is not... I don't have enough knowledge and confidence to go ahead with who do we speak to, and I don't know that any of us do. So I feel like we need to broaden it so that it actually is going to cover off the people that matter.
My understanding is that if we ask Tinga Land Council and they tell us it's not, then all this is on hold until we get the correct people to talk to. So we'll need to work that through. So nothing happens until we get the correct people to be talking to. So I'm not aware of any elders in Bundarra. Or as I say, I'm aware of the Land Council in Tinga. So we'll ask the question to Tinga. If they say no, that we're not responsible or you need to talk to somebody else, then nothing happens until we've had those discussions. Councillors, I'll need a seconder, please. Councillor Petroff. The motion now reads, move Councillor Crouch, seconder Councillor Petroff, the council install the proposed memorial up to the value of $2,000 subject to the endorsement of the local Aboriginal Lands Council, and to that a letter be written to Mrs Gray thanking her for initiative. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Unanimous. Item 14.4, the Yarralla Courthouse refurbishment project, final scoping setting. The council notes the contents of this report regarding the courthouse refurbishment process. We have just sec, please, Councillor Toomey. Mr. Wiley is now the project manager for that, so if there are do you wish him to speak to this issue, or do you just want him to accept questions?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, tonight you have three reports updating you on the current three projects that Mr. Raby has handed over to Mr. Wiley. So the courthouse is the first one, and as you would be aware, we are pleased that we've had an extension to the funding agreement, which will take us through to December. And under Mr. Wiley's lead, we're confident we can progress that project to completion within budget and within that time frame. We also have the other two projects, project reports, which were the legacy projects for your review and decision, and Mr. Wiley's here to answer any questions to the best of his ability. He's been in the role for a week and a half, I think.
5 days.
5 days, sorry. So there may be some things that may not have been covered in the handover, but I know he'll do his best. So thank you, councillors. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillors, if I can have somebody move the recommendation. Sorry, councillors, thank you. Councillor Toomey, and then you can talk to it. Yes, thank you.
I was happy to move it, but I did want to ask if we could add an amendment of sorts, just particularly because later in these papers we will be appointing a heritage advisor. And I wanted to, particularly as some of the content of the courthouse report relates to, and I'll just read a quote that I copied here, investigating with acknowledging potential heritage limitations and, if possible, action, the creation of connecting pedestrian access openings between the two existing courtyard walls which currently separate the three external courtyards, in addition to making the entire outdoor spaces more usable and connected. This may also resolve existing accessibility issues, e.g. height of existing doorways versus lower level of the future accessible toilet. So I remember when we were there and we discussed it, we all recognised significant heritage implications. I simply wanted to add a note, or I wanted to amend it, that we note the contents of this report and that we also wait to receive advice from Council's Heritage Advisor as soon as possible on the heritage elements of the project, which is everything, but that's one of the many things I guess I'm getting at, but it feels that this is the time to really make sure we get that advice. If that's possible, just add that amended sentence, please.
Down. Thank you, Mrs. Westbrook. Councillor Toomey, is that... Thank you. Okay, so we have a mover. Have I got a seconder, please? Councillor Burrows? Any other comment before I put the motion? No? All in favour? Thank you. Oh, sorry, yeah. Don't expect them all to be like this, Mr. Wiley. Item 14.5, selection of artworks, Consolation of the South. We have a recommendation that Council approve the following artworks for inclusion in the Consolation of the South project: the Stargazer, the Nebula, the Phoenix, the Fly, the Snake, the Peacock and the Wolf. Can I have somebody move it and then we'll have discussions? Councillor Petroff moved. Open for discussion, councillors.
Is that all right if I...
Yes, Councillor.
So I sent an email, which we all would have seen if we've looked at emails. I remembered, and only last week, I think it was, when I saw some of the potential... I can't get my words together at the moment. Potential sculptures. That there had been... And Councillor Toomey, I think, provided the bit out of the... Oh, my gosh, I can't get my words together. The resolution that then talked about including the Aboriginal connection to the Constellations of the South project. So I just wanted to get that back on the radar. Unfortunately, it's a bit late in the project. I hadn't been connected with that project, so I didn't know that that wasn't being discussed previously. So I did a bit of research last night, put an email out that sort of where I could see potential links with the good work that's been done by the project team to this point, and perhaps how they could, without maybe too much difficulty, be connected then where we could to the Aboriginal constellations. So anyway, I suppose I should just stop there and just see if that's, and then I'm happy to discuss further the detail of what I put forward. I don't know if it's even possible. So if I just stop there and get advice, please.
Councillor Burrows.
I would like to, I agree, and I'm really sorry that we forgot, basically, but Mr. Wiley wrote an email earlier yesterday.
To you?
To all of us.
Oh,
yesterday at 3:16. Because it's, as we all know, it's now too late, but his point of this could be an element for stage two and include more workways, which could be scoped to increase the sculptures to a greater number and include that next time. Yes. And I thought that was a really, really sensible way to go, because we can't change this, but we can look forward to adding it on in a way that would then be consultative.
Councillor O'Connor.
Mr. Mayor, I think we should take the argument we used for the memorial, right, which was we shouldn't be doing things without consultation. So as far as I'm concerned, whilst I did send in an email that I would be happy to sort of have, I've forgotten her name. Talking about the artists. Kerry Gulliver, who provided three of the animals, which we could drop one out for Emu. But I agree with the argument that was used previously, that if we go in half-hearted, we're more likely to offend. This was from day one. This was put up by Charlie Rudd and Carl Merton, and it was always on the basis of the astronomical recognised constellations. So what we're putting up is representations of the astronomical ones. Now, knowing that the Aborigines look at the constellations in a different way to us. We look at the stars and join the dots. They look at the negative space and fill it in. So it will require a different type of artistic interpretation. And I think Mr. Wiley's suggestion that we add a few more stones and put up a stage two is an eminently suitable. With them, we can use the communication with the Aboriginal elders and get what they think about it. So I think we go forward with what we got, and we then look for the additional one, because we've got four or five elements already there. The constellation itself's one. There's the frog dreaming area. There's the ones that were done by the New Zealand artist on the side of the area. So it was always being sort of planned to have a walk through that area with elements throughout it. So to have a stage two of constellations and then give the Aboriginal interpretation of the sky a much more defined definition of what is there. So you've got the traditional, and you've got then the Indigenous looking at the same product using different artistic interpretations. So I think we go forward with what's already there and look and have the Indigenous interpretation of the sky put in a separate entity, and so it gives it real recognition rather than tacked on. Thank you.
Any other councillors' comments? Councillor Tammy?
I wanted to just say that I really support Mr Wiley's approach. I thought it was a really sensible way to look at this and felt that we could give a genuine, unique approach to what council did resolve. And it is important that, you know, I really want to acknowledge Councillor Doran's memory, because by the time I was involved in this and Councillor Burrows was involved in this, this was close to done, to be completely honest. And I'm deeply sorry that I didn't recall this, because simply this wasn't a project I was deeply involved in. But in 26th of April 2022, we resolved that we ensure that the Constellations of the South design reflects a contemporary Aboriginal perspective on astronomy, and that was to be included in the design. So you're absolutely right. I think, though, we can achieve that and do something that is much more consultative and collaborative if we take the advice of Mr Wiley. So I thank you, Councillor Doran, but I think I feel that is going to give a more respectful reflection of what the intent was of that resolution, unfortunately, in that way. But I feel it may actually be a better outcome if we've got to try and find a silver lining.
Do we need to put it in the resolution?
Well, do we need to re-resolve that? Yeah, that's a very good question.
At the moment, I've got something moved by Councillor Petrov, so if there's any suggestion that we add to that resolution, then that's with the support of Councillor Petrov, it can become the recommendation. We haven't voted on anything yet. Councillor O'Connor?
What if we do?
My suggestion is that Council approve the following artworks for inclusion in the current stage of the Constellation of the South project, which then opens the door for the second stage. So between in and the current stage of.
And if we could add...
Councillor Petrov, you'll be asked whether you're approved that as the mover. So, Councillor Toomey, is that sufficient to cover your concerns?
I would be grateful just to add if I could just get some words around that resolution number, reflecting the Aboriginal perspective, or whatever the words are, for a Stage 2 installation. I think that would be
I'll just get some words. I1 and I2 or whatever you want to call it, and we'll have two parts of the resolution. Councillor Petrov, I'll go back to you to check.
Mr Mayor, I just note, and for two, develop stage two of the Constellations of the South project to reflect resolution 36.04/22. Point six. And then I've just put the words for point six, just copied out of that resolution, which says... Ensure that the Constellations of the South design reflects a contemporary Aboriginal perspective on astronomy. Perspective on astronomy.
Close.
It's clean.
I'm really sorry. We.
Councillor O'Connor. You had a question, Councillor O'Connor, or no?
Mr. Mayor, I believe after the word develop, right, there should be the words and seek funding for. Because otherwise...
Yeah, that's all right.
That resolution says we go ahead. Now, the other point that I have is that I think it should only say to reflect resolution 36.4/22.6, full stop. Because if we go to the Aboriginal community, they may want a traditional interpretation, not a contemporary. And we're pushing ourselves only for contemporary.
So I think the problem, Councillor O'Connor, is that's already in the resolution.
It is the resolution.
So we've read, basically what Councillor Toomey's read out is actually the resolution. So if we find that that's not correct, we need to come back and reflect on that original recommendation. We can't, leaving it out doesn't change the fact that that's what the resolution is.
So we can get this right for you, Councillor Toomey, could I just ask Mr. Wiley to comment on the funding available to deliver that second recommendation, because it might be that we'll need to put develop stage two or subject to funding develop stage two rather than seek funding? Subject to funding. If I could just... And perhaps Mr. Wiley can just confirm that there won't be sufficient project funds available to...
Thank you, Acting General Manager. Through you, Mr. Mayor. Correct. There's not enough funding for plan stage two.
I think you might have... been working on the resolution when we were discussing that. So Councillor O'Connor already put that forward that we needed to add in pending or whatever the additional funding.
Subject funding. Okay. All right, Councillor Petrov, have you read what's there? Because you're the mover, you're happy with that?
Can I?
I don't think we need to come back. I need a seconder though. Councillor Burrows, without any other further questions, otherwise I'll put the motion, councillors, and I will read it when we've voted. All those in favour? Thank you, unanimous. The move, Councillor Petrov, seconded Councillor Burrows, that council approves the following artworks for inclusion in the current stage of the Constellation of the South project: A, the Stargazer; B, the Nebula; C, the Phoenix; D, the Flies; E, the Snake; F, the Peacock; G, the Wolf; and 2, subject to funding, develop stage 2 of the Constellation South projects, reflect resolution 36.04/22.6, ensure the Constellation of the South design reflects the contemporary Aboriginal perspective on it, astronomy. Thank you, councillors. Just on that one, please. Thank you. Councillors, item 14.6, project updates, public spaces legacy program.
Can we just change the artworks of the capital H and D? You can just go lowercase A. You don't have to change the resolution.
Sorry.
Scott. approve the modelling artworks as artworks as capital H, shouldn't it?
Okay, now a little A.
Sorry.
All right, 14.6, project updates, public spaces, legacy program, the recommendation and council notes, the update and status reports for the Rotary Park project, the Pioneer project and the Glen project. If I can have somebody move that, then we'll have Councillor Bower. Discussions, councillors? Councillor Doran.
Thank you. Okay. Not that I've got much, I'm just trying to get my words to come out a little bit better. I'd like to firstly congratulate staff and the contractors for the amazing work they've done in Rotary Park. I think it just looks fantastic and it's a complete... Rotarians a few years ago were looking at our poor little toilet block and just going, this is honestly an embarrassment to Rotary. Like, we just can't allow this to continue to be in this state. We need to do something about it. And it's just fantastic that it became part of the Public Spaces Legacy Project and that it's now the wonderful facility that it is now. So firstly, thank you on that one. I just wanted to... I have a question about the fruit tree orchard. And so my question is, who will maintain, who will prune, manage pests such as fruit fly, and how will that be looked after? Is it going to be part of the community garden? Is the neighbourhood centre expected to do it? That's my first question. And my second question is, there have been concerns raised about caravans and the lack of space for multiple vans within the drive-around area. The way it used to be, there was no guttering, so people could drive willy-nilly, you know, which was no good. But now there's such a restricted space, there's concern that multiple caravans, which have in the past really well used that space, are no longer able to sort of, there won't be space for multiple vans. So I'm, wanting to know if, like, what the solution might be for that.
Acting General Manager, you might like to reflect on one and we might need to take the second one on notice, please.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Fair point. Certainly we're happy to take that on notice and provide advice later. The design, as you know, was developed over a period of time and construction's essentially completed with the funds that we've had available. I will ask Mr. Wiley if he has any comments on those matters, but I think we should take that one on notice. Thanks.
Yeah, and we should add on the maintenance of the fruit trees. I'll take that on notice as well, please. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Councillors, any other questions? Councillor Toomey?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you very much. The work that's been done on all of these projects has been so encouraging, and I know people are really grateful. I thought the information here was really good, and in view of some, I think probably frivolous would be the best description for the comments I've read by a leading member of our community recently on our social media about funds dedicated for these areas not being spent in these areas being clearly wrong, that it might be great if we could formulate some of this into a newsletter, and certainly I'd love to see it in a social media post that people could share freely and be correctly informed about Council's excellent expenditure of this fund.
Okay, yeah, you might send me some words because I'm trying to avoid social media, to be honest.
I certainly made no response, but I felt the information was right there on one click away on our website, but the preference was to be ill-informed, and it did cause some disquiet that it was really, this just answered all the questions. So I felt if there's a way that we could, if we're happy to dump it in a more different way or just this, it doesn't matter. But I feel our social media page would be, council's social media page would be a great spot to first place this and provide some of the information that could fill that vacuum. Thank you.
Councillors, I have moved by Councillor Bower. Have I got a seconder, please? Councillor Burrows. All those in favour? Thank you very much. The council notes the update. Sorry, just drop back a sec, please. The council notes the update and status reports on Rotary Park project, the Pioneer Park project, and the Glen project. So thank you. Unanimous. Item 14.7, Council's loans as of the 31st of July 2023. The Council notes the loan position as of the 31st of July 2023, totaling $1,495,297. And thanks for fixing that bridge construction from 189 and 190. Somebody move that, please. Councillor O'Connor is the seconder. Councillor Crouch, any questions? Put the motion, all those in favour. Thank you. Council 14.8, investments is the 31st of July 2023. The Council notes the cash position as of the 31st of July 2023, consisting in cash and overnight funds of $3,674,841 and term deposits of $20,768,862, totaling $24,443,703 of readily convertible funds. Can I have somebody move that, please? Councillor O'Connor, a seconder. Councillor Burrows, any questions, councillors? All in favour? Thank you. Item 14.9, the monthly finance report of July 2023. The Council received the attached monthly finance report for the 1st of July 2023. That should be for 2023 because at the ending of July 2023. I apologise for that. Councillors, any Councillor O'Connor, happy to move. Did you have any comment?
Yes.
Your microphone, please,
Councillor's attention to the fact that the budget is comparison is for the full year. In the first 2 months, July and August, you can draw no real comments from the budget because we don't have a budget which is projected budget for that period. Hopefully, in the next 12 months, we can get to a point where the next budget will have estimates for the particular months so you can compare to see where we are in relation to estimates. Thank you.
Councillors, any other comments before I look for a seconder? Seconder, please. Councillor Bower. I'll put the motion, all those in favour. Thank you very much. I'm not sure whether I need to declare an interest because last Saturday night, I attended the Bangladesh Cultures in the Society Special Entertainment in at the UNE. And thank you very much, Mushtaq, as the president, for inviting me. So it was a very wonderful night of cultural entertainment and terrific food and, big crowd. Thank you very much. Council, was 14.10 Register Resolutions Action status as of the 16th of August 2023. Councillors, if I could have somebody move it, then we'll open it up for discussions. Councillor Toomey, move. Questions, Councillor Toomey?
Okay. Mr. Mayor, one that I wanted to ask was around the banking resolution. I understood that was going to come back onto here and while those discussions were underway, so I wanted to ask about that. It's resolution 30.12/22, and that would be one I'd just like to see back on there so that it helps us and helps the community remain aware of those ongoing discussions, which are really positive, if that's okay that we can do that. It's not there. It's one that's not there. So that's why I was asking. Yeah, because I know, Councillor O'Connor's raised it, I raised it. We just really wanted to keep it back on the agenda. It's 30.12/22 is the resolution number. I didn't copy the wording out, to be honest. But that would be great because the discussions are ongoing. It is really positive and I know we'd all like to see those updated. And the only other... I may have had two more things. But I had an email today and I'd be really grateful if I could, through Mr. Mayor, raise this, and the General Manager might advise me on the way forward, but I had an email from a lady who had applied in March to be a member of UTEC, and it seems to have been lost. I believe she applied at a time when we were actually looking for applicants, So I wondered if we could discuss how to get that on track. I wasn't quite sure what the way forward might be, can but you if give, I can forward that to the General Manager.
At the end of it, if you can send the Acting General Manager details, please.
That would be great, so you know what that's about when that comes through. And on page 77, I have had some ongoing inquiries from people. Sorry, so this is the resolution 24.03/22, and the third point particularly I think is probably relevant, but I've had a lot of people send me photos of their rates notices with trade waste. No, they're going to be, I'm going to have to get the wording out of my notes that I didn't put in here, but certain sewer-related charges, non-domestic, I think might be a word that I see on their note, that I've had lots of photos come in, text messages. I wondered if there was an opportunity perhaps to have a discussion about where that's up to and how where we're up to. I know there's been commitment to talk to members of the community who needed advice about, you know, their particular property, and I know there's been a lot of work, but I'm not sure where that's up to.
I think probably if we can get together with those names of people, so the staff, because no staff have been around to try and identify trade waste versus non-residential waste. That's, I know Councillor Crouch has done a significant amount of work in that. I've had one contact me. So if we can, again, provide that information, anybody else gets comments about the trade waste issues, the backdating of 3 years of charges probably hasn't helped the debate. So if we can get that detail and we can go through them individually and try and line up residential sewer versus non-residential sewer, which can, and then that trade waste factor and the and depending on how much contamination, or for want of a better word, the load that you put on the sewer plant gets another fee. So there's some,
yes,
there's some discussions needed around those for those people who clearly don't understand.
Yeah, and I think part of the challenge is people who are residential in technically a business zone. I think that's where we've got some crossover that might need individual.
That would be worthwhile. We know we've had the Rangers gone around and tried to have those discussions, but clearly not that accounting discussion, for want of a better word. Yeah. So if we can get those details together for staff, that would be good.
Thank you very much. That would be great. And I really particularly wanted to understand a question on page 83. This is my last question. On 1901/23, this is about the... page 83, where am I? Sorry, page 84. So it's the resolution around the requests, questions for the auditor, and there's a note on page, on the 16th of August, that the inquiry was raised with the auditor. I have read through the advice from our manager accountant on the 18th of July. I understand he has, you know, some different perspectives on the way this should go, and I really appreciated what he had to say, but I understood we were still raising that with the inquiry, with the auditor. There's just a statement there that the Mayor has decided not to take this matter further. I wondered what the response of the inquiry with the auditor was in the first instance.
Councillor O'Connor, did you want to update us on that, or would you like the staff to take it on notice?
Take the staff, take it on notice.
Okay.
I was germane to the compiling of the letter. I wasn't. I haven't been involved since that point.
Okay, so we'll ask staff to take that on notice, please. Councillor Bower, you have a question?
I do. When it goes to non-residential sewer charges. I think it should be separated from people that haven't paid for the past 3 years, as opposed to backdating charges for something that's been missed by council. So
I think let's not take a step too far, because as I say, we've been trying to work through this issue. We need to get all those ones together that have concern. We can't wipe out rates without the full details and without a resolution of council. So we can talk about interest charges. That's a separate, we can use that as a separate discussion. But I guess the issue for us is just, we've known about the trade waste charges for a number of years. What we haven't done is got the methodology correct. So we do need to work sensitively through it, but we can't write it off just without full details and a full resolution of council.
I wasn't insinuating that, Mr. Mayor. I was saying there's two separate conversations here.
Councillor Doran.
Thank you. With the resolution action status, I'm just curious, and maybe it's because it's now come to have an actual resolution, but so the public spaces legacy projects are not appearing in the resolution action status anymore, but is that because they've come before council in a resolution? I'm just not quite sure why they're not there.
The issue there was to try and encourage staff, and thank Mr. Wiley and previously Mr. Raby for providing full reports to us rather than have it as part of the resolution status. So we're now getting the full reports on those to, for our update. So thank
right, you. Thank you. I gather that must have been the case. I was just wondering. At the last meeting, I did ask about... we used to get a report from the Visitor Information Centre and also the library, I think, but we don't get those anymore. And I'm just wondering, I thought there might have been something that was going to go in the bulletin or there was going to be some. So I just wanted to bring that back on the radar in case it got missed or something. But it's really good to know our visitor numbers, who's going in there, using the services, how it works. I can't remember what sort of... streams that we used to get reports on, but it's, yeah, we haven't received anything. And I think through the COVID pandemic, it kind of dropped off because everything was closed and nobody travelled and it didn't matter. But I just feel like now it'd be good to get it back on the radar. And while we're mentioning about people...
Can we answer my question first?
Oh.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. So we do put highlights in the councillor bulletin. So you would have seen quite a few stories in recent times about the new after-hours book shoot service and the like for the library, and then if there's anything of significance for the Visitor Information Centre. So we do that. But in terms of routine statistics, I understand it was a resourcing issue and we have limited staff in those areas, but certainly anything of note... any key issues we'll be bringing to councillors' attention in the bulletin?
We might be able to look at sort of three monthly reports just on particularly, you know, number through the building. They have to keep those statistics anyway. We have to provide them to the state government. So we see what we can put together, whether it be in our monthly, in our weekly update or to council. Thank you.
I just have one more. And I'm not sure if this is the place to mention it, but as far as people joining the 355 committees, we've had an expression of interest from someone at Bundara wanting to join the 355 committee out there. And so, I just wanted to flag that. Is that something then that can just come through as a request or a expression of interest?
So if that information is provided through to council, that'll be part of the next meeting. Thank you. Councillor Crouch.
Yeah, page 84, item 14.8, to do with the expansion of McMoore Gardens. I noticed that the last report we have there is that staff were going to have a presentation by the people developing the plan on the 1st of the 8th. I'm wondering if that happened and when council can expect some advice on where the plan is up to or the actual plan.
Just while the Acting General Manager is looking for the details, I was aware that the first report was not satisfactory and that the previous General Manager had taken the matter up with the consultant, but I'll now get an update. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I understand that Mr. Wiley's received advice on that, like recently in his 5 days acting in this role, and he'll be reviewing that over the next couple of weeks, and then we'll be able to provide council with an update hopefully next month.
Thank you.
Thank you. I take Councillor Crouch's point that it is something that we need to make progress on.
Yes.
As part of our term. Thank you. Councillor Petroff, you had a question?
Yes, on page 76, which has been on the action status for a long time, is 14.1 and 14.1B, which is the Bergen Road land acquisition and also the gazetting of land acquired for approaches to new Emu Crossing Bridge. For the Emu Crossing Bridge, it said there was a meeting with the solicitor to update on the 21st of the 6th to 23, and the other ones are waiting an update, and they've been going for 8 and 7 years respectively. Is that okay for that to be held up so long with the solicitor?
No, but it might be a question that staff take on notice. Thank you, Councillor Petroff. It isn't okay. Any other questions, councillors? Otherwise, I'm going to put the motion that we move. Councillor Toomey, I'm looking for a seconder. Councillor Doran, that council note the resolution action status report as of the 16th of August 2023. Councillors. All those in favour? Thank you. Unanimous, thank you. Councillors, on 14.11 with the schedule of ordinary meetings 2023-24, if you go down to the April 1, it should be Tuesday the 23rd, so I apologise for the typo there. Otherwise, if I could have somebody move that council adopt the ordinary meeting cycle for 2023-24, noting that the 24th of September next year will be determined by the declaration. Councillor Toomey, had a question?
I'm happy to move that and adopt that. I wanted to ask if council would consider one change, and it is simply that we go to Tuesday the 21st of May instead of the 28th, which is pretty similar time in the month to this one. I realise that is out of sequence. It is purely because I know I will not be here and I don't like to miss anything, and I probably won't be able to do a Zoom, I believe. So it's purely a personal request so that I don't miss anything, but I will take advice. Happy to, just needed to make that request.
Councillors, we set the roll. All I need is a mover and a seconder. Councillor Doran, you happy to second that?
I have no problem with changing that. I've got my own change that I thought I would put forward. So I'm just looking at the 19th of December, and that's quite close to when a lot of people are on leave and it's a pretty hectic time. I did actually wonder if we would consider having the 28th of November earlier and the 19th of December earlier. So that was a thought that I had. So the 24th of October, and then have it a week earlier in November and a week earlier in December. It was just a thought I had to just make it maybe
just,
a little
I'm
bit
just
easier.
Sort of trying to balance, given that we tell people it'll be the fourth Tuesday regard. And we've left out of January, given that it's around Australia Day and the like.
October is 5 weeks.
Yeah, as I say,
And if not, like I understand, but I just thought I would put it forward.
Right, well, if we can move, if we're happy to note that there's no January meeting unless there's a special reason, then we need to do it, and that the 28th of May be the 21st of May. I've got moved, Councillor Toomey, and I understand around that December is almost impossible to pick a decent time anyway. So any other questions, but I'll put the motion. Councillor O'Connor.
Okay.
We've taken his out. Thank you very much. Right, so councillors, with the adjustment to the Wednesday, it's been now Tuesday the 23rd and the 21st of May, the Tuesday rather than the 28th, I'll put the motion, all those in favour? Too much, too far, too, sorry, I'm just going to end up with the whole thing changed, I'm sorry.
I was just looking at the, actually, I hadn't actually looked at how the dates roll, so the 1st of November is a Wednesday, so that's how it ends up being almost 5 weeks in November, so I was thinking the 21st of November, and so then instead of the 19th of December, we could go the 12th. It actually would fit quite well. Anyway, I would just like it to be considered.
Yeah, the problem then is that we don't have a meeting in January, so it's almost over the 2 months to get to the next, well, 10 weeks. So I've just, that's the only issue that I'm worried about. We can resolve differently at the time. Okay. So Councillor Doherty, are you happy to be... Sorry. So I've got a seconder, and okay.
No changes to November?
No, not this stage. Yeah, I know. Anyway, it's a bad time to be thinking about all good ideas. Okay, so Councillor Toomey, I need a seconder. There. Councillor Petrov. All those in favour? All right, thank you. Councillors, Mr. Westbrook, are we able to take dinner now, or is that
6 o'clock?
The pizzas are coming. Okay, councillors, I'm now going to look to close the meeting, and we deal with item 15.1. The pizzas will be here at 6. Not enough. Councillors, I need somebody to move and second this into closed session, please. Councillor Burrows, thank you. Councillor Doran, all those in favour? All right, so we're now in close. So that Councillor Doran can get a picture of one and two, please. That first one, yeah, thank you. Thank you. And now I'll now return to open session, and if I can just then read the somebody to move that the closed session of council become the resolution of the open session. Councillor Burrows, Councillor Crouch, all those in favour? Aye. And the communication that the chair, I will now read those two motions into the open council. Oh, no, it's actually 15.1 as well, please, Mrs. Westbrook. Councillors, I'll close the meeting at 7:24, and I'll just read those into the thing. So if I can have 15.1, please, when you've done that, say it. Thank you. So item 15.1, that council... Beg your pardon? The council engaged Mr. Mitch Mackay from Port Macquarie Hastings Heritage to provide heritage services to council on a fee for service basis. And this recommendation 00023. No, we'll have to fix that number once we, because we've separated those two items. 15.2 is now 15.2 and 15.2A or something. So we'll have to sort that numbering out. The council appoint Capstone Recruitment to undertake the recruitment of Yarrala Shire Council's general manager and delegate to the mayor authority to engage the preferred agency, and two, advise the agency to provide council with a full list of applications, identifying candidates for interview who meet council's criteria, and applications which are not recommended and why. Councillor O'Connor voted against and Councillor McMullen was absent. And the next one, pursuant to sections 334, 346, 348, 338, 348, 349 of the Local Government Act 1993, New South Wales, a general manager selection panel be established to facilitate the recruitment processes detailed in the report consisting of the Mayor as Chair, Deputy Mayor, Councillor Burrows, Councillor Petrov and Dr Meredith Kaylee, and two, the council approved the budget for recruitment of the general manager as detailed in the report and the adjustment, and this be adjusted in future budget review. Thank you, councillors. Thank you, staff. Thank you, ball boys. Thank you, linesmen. Thank you, ball boys.
I think she's going down for the count. Stephen Williams is gone. I think Wendy's.